Here's your Basin Radio Network news from the Gingrich Structures News Center, your local post-frame construction experts.
Residents request ADA walkway on proposed NZ overpass. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. Gillette residents are asking the City Council to include an ADA-compliant pedestrian walkway in plans for the proposed Senator Mike Enzi Memorial Overpass. Alan Johnson, a longtime Crestview Estates resident, told the council Monday that his adult son has a disability and cannot drive. Johnson said police previously stopped his son and threatened to ticket him while he was trying to walk or ride a bicycle across the existing overpass to visit family north of the railroad tracks. Johnson said the new overpass should be designed so people of all abilities can safely cross the tracks.
What I'm asking you to consider and to do is to make a new overpass that's ADA compliant so it can be safely used by all persons crossing the railroad tracks.
Heritage Village resident Rocky Marquis also supported the request. He said some people living north of the tracks do not have reliable transportation or cannot afford ride services. Marquis said residents are forced to take a much longer route to reach places including Smith's Grocery Store and Campbell County High School, creating added risks during extreme heat and cold. Both men urged the city to include the walkway during the initial design and construction process rather than trying to add one later at a greater cost. Trial set for woman accused of killing infant son after Wyoming kidnapping. A trial date has been set for the woman accused of kidnapping her infant son from Wyoming and later fatally shooting him during a standoff with law enforcement in New Mexico. According to Cowboy State Daily, 35-year-old Madeline Daly is scheduled to stand trial beginning January 11th in Grant County, New Mexico. She faces charges of first-degree murder and intentional child abuse resulting in death. Authorities say Daly fled Wyoming with her 11-month-old son, Basil, in late 2025 after allegedly violating a custody order. She was located near Silver City, New Mexico in December after a background check for a job revealed an active Wyoming kidnapping warrant. Investigators say as deputies surrounded the RV where she was staying, Daly shot her son before attempting to take her own life. The infant later died from his injuries. According to court documents, Daly later told investigators she did not want the child's father or his family to have custody of the boy. She remains jailed without bond in New Mexico. In addition to the murder case, Daly also faces a felony interference with custody charge in Wyoming. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalane.